Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A new analysis finds Operation Metro Surge had a major economic impact on Minnesota restaurants, bars, and hotels. Aaron Rosenthal of North Star Policy Action says the hospitality industry took a huge hit in January, February, and March.
The industry lost roughly 4,600 jobs, saw a reduction of 3.8 million worker hours, which translates into about $71 million in lost wages for workers in the first 3 months of 2026.
Rosenthal says some restaurants closed while many employees feared coming to work during the federal immigration crackdown. Congresswoman Angie Craig is taking her U.S. Senate campaign across Minnesota. Today, her campaign team announced the Rising Tide Tour to grow the DFL party ahead of the August 11th primary. The tour kicks off this week in Minneapolis. Craig is running against Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan for the DFL nomination for U.S. Senate race that will be vacated by the retiring Senator Tina Smith. The Minnesota Department of Health is adding to its No Pain Minnesota tool. MDH spokesperson Catherine Diamond says it's important to remove barriers and make resources easier to find.
Many patients just simply don't know what alternatives exist and where to start. So this is really a starting point where we can say, here are options in your area, here are providers in your community that are using evidence-based non-opioid pain care strategies.
More information can be found at nopainmn.org. The Minnesota Department of Ag is reminding applicators that state dicamba restrictions are now in effect. Over-the-top applications on dicamba-tolerant soybeans are prohibited after June 12th south of Interstate 94 and after June 30th north of I-94. In other headlines, with swimming season underway across the state, the DNR wants adults to remember that learning water safety skills can save lives. Spokeswoman Lisa Dugan says age shouldn't be a barrier to swimming lessons.
If you're not comfortable in your swimming ability and you're heading out to the lake or to a river for swimming, take a swimming lesson just to give yourself that like base education on what to do when you're in the water.
Minnesota FFA members and supporters are invited to celebrate Ag and Baseball at FFA Day with the St. Paul Saints on July 26th at CHS Field. The event includes a pregame picnic beginning at 12:30 before first pitch at 2:07. FFA members will participate in several on-field activities, including throwing out the first pitch. Google is providing more than $375,000 to help restore water quality and wildlife habitat in southeast Minnesota. This is MNN.